To get right into the message, I hope that you have your bulletin card with you. We're into life groups, and thank you. You who shared your testimony, you're up here. Please come back second service. I want to relive those emotional movements all over again. I don't know if you can do that or not, but man, this second crew coming on in needs to see and hear and feel what we've all experienced. Well, as you know, we are in a series that's entitled Messy to Manageable. Things just can be rather messy in our lives, and we've been taking a look at that. Today, it is Loving Our City is Messy. Loving Our City. Now, what a perfect way to have an intro when you're talking about people from Hope Chapel influencing other neighborhoods, communities. It's very encouraging. What we're doing as a church, individually, collectively, is making a big impact. It really is. And I want to just encourage us with this message because I remember in the early days of just pastoring and banning, realizing that little city really needs a lot. And it started by just praying with other pastors and believing that unity wasn't just everybody under one big circus tent. Some people think that. We need to get every Christian under one big circus tent. That's unity. Well, it really isn't. You know that. It's every person doing what they can because the body of Christ is like members of a human body, right? We're not all a big thumb and we're not all an eyeball, but it's pretty exciting when the churches started pulling together and banning. It was incredible. And that's happening here in Huntington Beach. I'm so honored to work with so many dedicated pastors, ministers in this community, who are even asking me to come speak at their church. Can you believe that? So it's incredible what's taking place because there is something of the Holy Spirit moving among us. So I just want to encourage you and me with this message. Loving our city is messy. It is messy. There's a lot of mess behind that. So let's take a look at what that is because Jesus, in his word, says that when Christians pull together, can we make a difference in the city? Absolutely. Let's look here, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 11, before we hit our first point. Look at that. By the blessing of the upright, the city is what? Exalted. Man, we're coming into an election season. We really need to be spot on to say, let's be engaged in just more than casting our ballot. But do cast your ballot, by the way. But it is important. We can exalt our city. So why is loving our city messy? That's the important thing. We're taking a look at that because many people might back off when they think, well, you know, giving myself away and serving like this, it's a mess. Why is it that way? Number one, love goes where the brokenness is. Check that out with me. Love goes. Now, one of the things that is always my hero, and that is Jesus. Let's look here at John chapter 3, verse 16. I'm reading from the New Living Translation, so thank you. Mark up your Bibles there at home, or maybe you're in a break room right now. But let's go ahead. John 3, 16 says, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to judge." That's an important qualifier. Not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. Now, I always like the fact that Jesus entered into our brokenness of our world. It's always important. Came into a messy stable, born that day, and it's important. He did not save us from a distance. How many know some Christians think the best I can do is just stay back from a distance? I don't want to get tarnished. Jesus wasn't about that. Man, so we need to consider his manner gives us an indicator what we should do because love enters the brokenness. Love does. If you've really been touched by the love of God, it compels us to all of a sudden take a look at the way people might be just living. We just go after and see the issues, not judging, but saying, what can I and how can I apply myself? But I'm telling you, it's important. Don't turn a blind eye. We just got to be real. Man, when love goes into the brokenness, it's going to be messy. It will be messy. So we still have, you say, well, man, Huntington Beach, Orange County, it's got their act together. don't be confused with what you see on the exterior. We still have hungry. We still have homeless. We're still dealing with a mental health crisis. We're still having families in our society and marriages that are in critical need of somebody to reach and help them. We have an inflation issue that's happening now. It's reminding me when I was sitting with our church council in 2008, we were considering opening our back parking lot for people who are living in their RVs or their cars. Could we be at that point? Who knows? God knows, and He'll direct us. So it's important. We have an addiction issue. It's important that we just consider once again, love goes into the brokenness. But I'm telling you, it can be messy dealing with people's physical needs, emotional needs, spiritual needs. So let's remember that. Aren't we glad Jesus came? Oh, man, I'm so grateful. Number two, love is not always received. That's important because it gets messy when you just do the best you can and people don't quite receive it. They think you have ulterior motives. But let's see here in John chapter 1, verse 10, talking about Jesus. Says He came into the very world He created, but the world didn't recognize Him. He came to His own people, and even they rejected Him. So just because we love others and their needs doesn't mean it's going to always be received well. And that might cause you or me to say, well, I'm over it. They're not going to take advantage of this. Got to be careful. Watch out about that, because it's not always understood by people, not always received well when we're out there doing what we do. That's why we champion together on a Sunday, let God heal our wounds, get all bandaged up, then go on back out there. Isn't that great? Don't you love that? Huh? We can identify with each other. How did it go praying for your relatives? Man, I was smacked between the peepers. Oh, bless God. Come on in. It's important that we get a chance to remind ourselves that love does the right thing regardless of recognition and regardless if it is received well. Amen. Amen. Number three, it's harder to love than to condemn. It's much harder. Isn't our human nature just to say be critical and condemn? It's very much a human nature of us. Check it out with me. I'm in Matthew chapter 7. Look what Jesus said here. Verse 1, do not judge others, and you will not be judged, for you will be treated as you treat others. For the standard you use in judging is the standard by which you will be judged. Ouch! Man, that was a motivator for me. Let's get back to the text. And why and how? And why worry about the speck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own? Isn't it amazing? Sometimes we think we might have a friend and all they do is just critique us very harshly. And I have a whole nother thing about being, you know, running through the filters, right? You've heard that before. Man, consider the source when somebody's criticizing you. And if you know that the source isn't good and you know that the criticism isn't good, you just reach your ear up and flush the flesh. All right, just that you'll remember that. That's 4-inch discharge tube. Don't let everything in your heart. Don't let everything in your heart. Proverbs 4 says, guard your heart with all diligence. But for you and me, we're out there. It is harder to love than to condemn. Very easy for us to be very critical of others. May the Lord help me. I don't want to, people that look and act and behave differently, I don't want to condemn them. I've been called to love people. I've been called to love people. And Lord, help me to do just that. I don't want to throw stones. It's very easy for me to do that. But see, true love will hang in there. Love doesn't do stuff like that. Check it out in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 7, when it says this, love never gives up. Never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Man, that's a great description of Jesus, but love that we're called to. So it's hard to really get critical when we're really in love. But I'm telling you, we're in a society, we're in a season that I haven't really experienced before. I'm actually exhausted by the spirit of criticism in our nation and the divisiveness that's happening in our culture today. Just shouldn't be that way. Be careful, you will get a hold of that spirit and become a part of that dialogue in a negative way. Oh, Lord, don't let it. We want, loving our city is messy, but we have to be careful about that. I talk with city leaders. You talk about a group of people that get criticized and get critiqued and condemned. Oh, man, let's pray for them. Let's vote for the right people. I'm so grateful for our chaplains in ministry, how we help our first responders. You remember there was a season, can you believe that actually happened, to defund the police? And how wonderful it was when we honored our first responders and our police. I'm so grateful for the smartness of our chaplains and you who help serve in that capacity. So incredible. So takes no skill to condemn, right? Pretty easy just to get very critical. Bummer. I wish it was harder. But true love doesn't do that. Number four, love is risky. It really is. Let's remind ourselves. You take a risk to love somebody, you might get rejected. We understood that. But check it out here. I just want to use Mark chapter 3, verse 16. Check it out. The boatload of friends Jesus had, and listen to the name of the last one. Mark 3, verse 16. These are the 12 he chose. Simon, whom he named Peter, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, but Jesus nicknamed them sons of thunder. I wonder what kind of guys those were. Can you? Hello, bring in the disruptors. Okay, but Andrew, Philip goes on to say, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, Judas Iscariot, who later betrayed him. Interesting. Do you think Jesus loved Judas Iscariot? Yeah, you betcha he did. You bet he did. And here Judas heard Jesus' teaching for over 3 years, saw the miracles Jesus was doing. How wonderfully that just things that were happening through the ministry and life of Jesus. I mean, can you imagine? He was in that boat when he saw Jesus walking on the water. And then you think it hurt Jesus' heart when Judas betrayed him? Yeah, I bet it did. He knew probably this was happening, but yeah, without a doubt, Jesus knows everything. But he still loved him anyway. Does he know I'm going to fail him maybe even later this week? Oh, Lord, don't let me. That's why we're called to pray the Lord's Prayer. Lord, lead us not into temptation. Get us around that puppy. Help us not to do that. Deliver us from the evil one. Lord, help me with that. I don't want to disappoint you. That's what, remember, King David said, man, it's to you and you alone I've sinned against, Almighty God. Don't take your Holy Spirit from me. So you can imagine, love is risky. You're going to love people, and you risk being hurt. But man, just love them anyway. How are they going to see what Jesus' love is all about? Go ahead, check it out. Risk being mean, being misunderstood. Risk being betrayed even. Man, there's over the season I've had people you just align your heart with. They're going to join the church, and then all of a sudden something doesn't go right with them. They become critical. They become just dissatisfied. It's like, well, I thought you loved this place. Those things happen. They just happen. I am so grateful surfing the nations under Pastor Zach. Remember when he was our youth pastor? Now he's this global director guy. Man, go get him, Zach. Way to go. I know you're watching. And his wife, Karis. But as a youth pastor with the STN team, they started skate night. Now it's continuing to happen Thursday night. At 6, come on back, see all the ramps back there. But I'm telling you, it wasn't so well received among the community. We ran a risk as a church, and thank you for doing that. Glad to see Zeke and Amanda, huh, are here. Way to go, you two back from Florida, part of that establishment. We're sure grateful. And in so doing, we're still kind of paying the cost among the community because of these unregenerated little minds and hearts of teenagers causing a problem in and around us. But we're going to continue to love those students, and we're going to continue to love our neighbors. So love has taken a risk. There's those things that might happen in a really incredible way that we have to be careful. So after 20 years here in the community, I love our community, and I'll tell you, it's worth the risk. It's worth the risk. So how do we keep following Jesus, loving our city? Good question. That's it. That's our point. Take a look at this. Number one, accept responsibility for our city. It's always important to remind ourselves we cannot say that's the city's issue. Don't let that happen to you. That happened BC before Christ came into your life. You know, if you see something our city needs, then God revealed that to you and me. Then, Lord, show us how we meet that need. Show us how we meet that need. Take a look at Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 7. Jesus, well, we'll just say God Almighty, was speaking to the Jews who were led into exile. They were in a foreign country. And God said, and work for the peace and prosperity of the city. Pray to the Lord for its welfare will determine your welfare. Can you just see that for a moment with me? So God is saying, you work for the benefit of that city. You pray for that city. Have you and I been doing enough for our city? Because in that, it benefits and affects us how we handle taking care of our city. That's where it's always been an important factor for Ainsley and me. Wherever we pastored, we always determined we need to live in that city. That was important for us. That was what we felt our call was about. We didn't want to be commuter Christians. We wanted to engage. And I want to just encourage you also who are joining us by live stream. I know some of you have great distances between Hope Chapel and Huntington Beach and where you live. Get engaged in your city. Get a part of that church that's there. Let them know who your name is and what your name is and what you're all about. It's going to be important because we want to impact our community. What does transformation look like? Well, it's going to be transformed spiritually, economically, socially. We've been seeing some good stuff happening in Huntington Beach. Good stuff. But there's still a lot of needs that are happening and evolving as people want to move in here or seasonally vacation here. I love the big crowds. Ainsley and I and our grandkids were on the beach yesterday for the air show. It was a bumper crowd of people. But see, those are just visitors benefiting from the peace and prosperity you brought to this city. The real city is here this morning, early, waking up. Man, we want to reach them. We want to get a hold of them. Number two, risk meeting community needs. Take a look at Matthew chapter 5. It says this, "For you are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. And no one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand, and where it gives light to everyone in the house. And in the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father." I sure like that. You can see any kind of a church, any group of Christians, individual Christians, that your good deeds should be seen. A church especially needs to be visible, needs to be out there, needs to be active. Church is supposed to be visible and active, even sometimes in difficult situations. And then people will, we hope, as Jesus says, will praise our Heavenly Father, not praise us. You should just say, man, because God's so transformed my life and my heart. So people in the community should see these good deeds. And we exist for those, really, the church is the only established organization that exists for those still outside the church. You and I are born again, we're rocking and rolling, we're growing in Jesus. But there are a lot of people that still need to see what you and I are all about. One of the things that I'm really thrilled about, but we need more people to participate in a very easy ministry. It's called Drive-Thru Prayer. Drive-Thru Prayer, we have constantly people say, I know your church, Pastor Paul. You have that what you call drive-up something or other. That's what they're... Drive up some, yeah. They can't even say the word prayer. They don't even know what prayer is all about. But they know that because of that. But I would sure like to see every day for a couple hours that's up and running, because the needs never stop in our city. Needs never stop. Doesn't mean you have to or I have to always be there. See Kelly Marvin. She's doing a great job connecting with drive-through prayer. It's so easy to sense the Holy Spirit just landing on people who are in desperate need of being touched by God. So check with Kelly, would you please? We are looking at what it would take. It would probably be another 12 to 13 people to really get that up and running beyond the Monday or the Wednesday and the Friday. I'd love to see Tuesday and Thursday. It would be great. And a good rotation. Well, I'll just leave it at that. But we continue to have addiction issues, hunger issues in our community. I mean, they're currently out there. We have grief and loss. There are situations of just wanting to hand off some of the people who are in loss to some of you and say, hey, can I count on you? Just keep tabs of that person and see what you can do to help them. One of the things that I want to encourage you, if you saw the newsletter that went out today, would you take a moment and sign up for what's called Serve City? That's what we are all about. That's how we're connecting with our city. It's the old form of nails in his hands. Go in there, put your simple little information on. You'll get a text message when the next city assigns us to help beautify or to resolve issues. So please do that. You'll see the link's easy. Check out the website. All of the churches we are now aligning with, a miracle. It's a miracle. The churches in Huntington Beach are pulling together for the sake of the city, and it's called Serve City. It's a take on Surf City, but there you go. So how about it? Just sign up and then see if that day and that project fits your motif. It would sure be great. And let's look at number three, stay true to the gospel. Man, we're going to involve ourselves in community needs, but one thing that will never change is sharing Jesus Christ and the cross. Look at Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Can you see that there at home? It says, there is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. There is no other way. If there's any other way for you and I to get to heaven, then Jesus would not have had to come and die. What a waste of time. He's the only one from heaven that we. Aren't you glad that you've received the Lord? If you haven't, we're going to have communion a little bit. Let that be your declaration of faith. That man, the blood of Jesus washes me clean of my sin. The body of Jesus heals me of all that contamination going on in my body. And then take a look at John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus himself says, Jesus told him, I am the way and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. I love that. There is no substitute. I want to just remind us of that. None whatsoever. So the blessing of God will stay on Hope Chapel because we want to continue to provide the true truth about Jesus Christ. And then let's make sure, let's continue to persevere in the course that God gave us as a church. And I like that in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Persevere in that, but check it out with me. Says, so do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Remember, the great reward it brings you, each of you. It says, patient endurance is what you need now so that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that he has promised. There's a lot there, but I'm telling you, one of it is, don't start and stop. Don't start and stop. Persevere. It's messy when we serve others. It's very difficult. But let's continue to do just that. Serve people, bless people, pray for others. Very important that we get a chance to do just that. Let's persevere. Well, I want to encourage us right now. We're going to prepare our hearts for communion. We're going to prepare what the Lord wants to say to us in particular. I'm so glad that somebody took time to tell me about Jesus. I'm so glad. And he's been faithful. Jesus has been faithful to me all these years. I'm still here today, and I'm so honored to be able to be a part of wonderful people like you. wonderful people like you. Thank you for your notes to me, or some of you text me what God's been doing in your life. I thank the Lord for it. It's inspiring to me. Let's tell others about that. We might exchange those wonderful things that God's doing in our lives, but there are others that have no clue that God actually really exists. He does, doesn't he? And part of our declaration testimony is this: we have communion right now. If you have your communion element, would you take yours at home? I'm going to open my top wrap, and we're going to grab the communion bread first. Okay, let's hold that portion up. Glory to God. Glory to God. How wonderful is the Lord. As we hold that portion up, you know, he wants to speak to us, and he wants to be involved with our lives. So if you haven't prayed for physical healing lately, haven't actually asked him, Lord, heal that headache of mine. Lord, touch that psoriasis. Lord, heal my blood pressure. I mean, don't just assume it's going to be a medicated treatment. Keep asking him for healing. Lord, do that right now. Lord, mind and memory, keep us solid. Lord, we thank you. You're a healer. We declare that. Jesus is our healer. Let's go ahead and take that, and let's participate together. It's so good to have communion together. I love that. Let's go ahead, and we're going to have the juice at this time. It was Jesus who said, as often as you have this cup, you show my death till I come for you. I love that. Let's always remember that we are in Christ because of what Jesus has done, not because of what we can do. Anything we do that's good, that is wonderful, that is helpful, it's an expression of our gratitude because of all that he's done for us. So we always want to go back to the cross and say, Lord, this is where it started. You shed your blood. You gave your life for me. I want to give my life to you, however you want to lead me for that. So as we just lift our portion up, Lord, wash us clean. I know in just a few short 24 hours ago, I've blown it or thought or did things that were not pleasing to you. Not what a son or child of God should do. Lord, thank you for your mercy to me. Thank you for your mercy over Hope Chapel. Blood of Christ, come and cover Hope Chapel. Lord, things that enter this church that are just not right in your eyes, Lord, be merciful to all of us. Be kind to our audience at home. Bring that saving grace that sanctifies us for your service in Jesus' name. Let's go ahead and participate. Wow, that's great. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Lord, we love you. We're so glad somebody got out of a church building and told us about Jesus, or brought us into a church setting where we heard the message of the love of Jesus. Now we want to express our love to you. I'm going to invite you to stand to your feet. Let's go ahead and sing to the Lord right now, shall we? I want to thank you for joining us today at Hope Chapel, Huntington Beach. It's our desire to bring the teachings of this church to others globally. If today's message has brought you closer to Jesus, we want to know. Can you send us an email to office@hopechapelhb.org? Would you consider supporting this ministry financially? You can give securely online at hopechapelhb.org/give. If a check is your preferred method, you can send a mailed check to Hope Chapel, P.O. Box 548, Huntington Beach, California, 92648. If you want to be contacted by Hope Chapel, would you consider subscribing to our weekly newsletters at hopechapelhb.org/subscribe? Whatever season of life you're in, we want to go through it with you. We want to thank you once again for joining us, and God bless you.